When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, it's Jeff Zito, and thank you for checking out another episode of Celebrity Jobber, streaming on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. You can also follow us on our YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/@CelebrityJobber. Also, Celebrity Jobber Podcast on Instagram. We basically talk with celebrities about their first job. Everybody's had a first job. And if not for their big break, we might not know them for what they're actually famous for. I have a friend that was a very successful radio executive. His name is Buzz Knight. You might have heard him on the air at WNEW in New York. And I wanted to reach out to him a few years ago to talk to him about my podcast, Celebrity Jobber, and see if he had any insight, any pointers, any type of advice for me, because he himself had a very successful podcast called Taking a Walk, where he would speak to musicians or people in the music industry, and as he calls them, storytellers. And sometimes during his podcast, Taking a Walk, he would actually walk around the block with his guests. That's how he would do his interview. And sometimes you would hear an ambulance in the background. Once there was a homeless man that came up and approached him. So Buzz had the idea of both of us talking to each other and both of us appearing on each other's podcast, which I thought was a great idea. Not to mention, I don't know what Buzz's first job was. I don't know what career path he would have gone into if it wasn't for radio. And to be honest with you, I don't even know Buzz's first name. And you're gonna also hear about what my original career path was and my first job. He's the host of the Taking a Walk podcast and former radio executive Buzz Knight, my guest this week on Celebrity Jobber.
The Celebrity Jobber podcast with Jeff Zito. If you like what you hear, please subscribe, give a 5-star rating, and leave a review. Check out all our past episodes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you pod. What if these celebrities weren't famous? What would they have become? What was their first job? We're about to find out.
You know, I was going to do it on my iPhone and, like, take the dog for a walk, because initially I remember when you first started doing this, that is what you did. And I kind of thought that was really cool. But you've evolved now. You're now taking a seat.
Well, we like to walk when possible. Sure. And yet we like to imagine walking virtually. So right. You're in Florida and I'm in Massachusetts. And let's imagine we're walking together on some dreamy beach.
I like even having this face-to-face conversation. I think we should do this once a week anyway, you know?
I'm game. So how did you get into the wacky business of radio?
I was trying to become the next Quentin Tarantino. And I went to, I digress. I first went to Ferris State University in Big Rapids, Michigan. I wanted to be a golf pro. And a golf is in my family. My brother's a golf pro. And actually, he's a general manager at a very prestigious course here in Tampa. But anyway, it's been in my family, and I wanted to be a golf pro. Like club pro, not touring pro. I knew I wasn't that good. But I could go to Ferris State University in Big Rapids, Michigan, and get a lot of my business school taken care of. They actually had a PGM major, which stood for Pro Golf Management. So, you know, you could get some of your business work done. After a year of snow and lake effect snow, which I learned about being up there, I quickly said to myself, are you an idiot? You are from Florida. Get the hell back down to Florida. Went back down to Florida, went to a community college where they had a small but pretty cool film school. And in my class was this guy, Rob McKittrick, who ended up making a movie called Waiting with Ryan Reynolds, and actually a big cult classic. I was in his class, and I had a teacher who was just very, I mean, his name was Del Jacobs. He was a professor in TV, radio, pop culture. And I just loved this guy, and he inspired me to go into radio. So I got an internship at a local radio station, and as they say, Buzz, the rest is history.
So is it fair to say, back to the focus of your podcast called Celebrity Jobber, you would have been a golf pro if you weren't in radio? Is that it?
And I was, beginning in 1995, four, maybe, 94-ish. I get fired from WYNF. I was making a cool $16,500 a year, and I had a pregnant wife at home. So I said, well, what am I going to do? My brother said, well, you can be an assistant here at the Meadows. I run this course in Sarasota. You can be an assistant pro here. So I did. I went there for about a year. I took my player's ability test, your PAT. I passed that. I gave lessons, and I couldn't get the hell out of there, until Fort Myers, WJBX in Fort Myers called me about a year later and said, hey, do you want to do nights? And I said, yes. And I ran out of there as fast as I could. You know, dealing with elderly, rich folks, I learned, Buzz, was not my strength,
I could only imagine.
Well, what about you? How did you find your way into this wacky world?
Well, I always fancied somehow being part of radio, on the radio. I really can imagine that at a very young age, thinking about it, because I grew up outside of New York City in Stamford, Connecticut. So I got to hear the great radio coming out of New York City. So I just had this desire at a very early age to somehow be associated with radio. If it didn't work out, I always imagined that I would have been the third baseman for the St. Louis Cardinals. That was
really
certainty. Yeah, that was going to happen.
Oh, wow. I didn't know. So did you play baseball in high school?
I played baseball just in the neighborhood. I didn't do anything really that formal. And the fact of the matter was, I think I was a pretty good hitter. I think I was a pretty decent glove man with a decent arm. But I literally ran like I had a piano on my back.
Yeah. And when you were in college, where'd you go to college? And did you actually study radio or broadcasting in college?
I went to the University of Dayton in Dayton, Ohio. And they had a carrier current radio station that was only heard, in the dorms. And they also were the owners of a 50,000-watt commercial FM station at the university called WVUD. And, when I decided to go to the University of Dayton, once again, that was in my sights to try, even though nothing was a guarantee, to get a job on VUD. That was the cool progressive rock station. And it was home to probably the most famous person was a guy named Dan Patrick.
Well, I've heard of him.
Yeah, yeah. He did sports on the station, and he ultimately, went on to do some rock radio. And now, as they say with him, the rest is history. So it was always in the blood, and I can't get it out, even though I'm, let's just say, I'm on the outskirts of the business now.
Yeah, but you still got your hand in so many different things. I remember you worked with the company that I work for now for a while. And I remember when you were coming into the company, we all knew who you were and were, you know, very excited to have a rock guy work with us. And I knew that, you know, for me, that was exciting. But more exciting was you were a fan of podcasting. And, you know, a big reason that our friendship began was I heard from a former coworker of mine who recently was let go. He said, "Hey, I heard from Buzz Knight." He gave me a call and I go, "That's so funny that you bring up his name, because I wanted to call him too and talk about his podcast, Taking a Walk, because I've got a podcast and I kind of want to pick his brain a little bit." You were in on this thing, you know, pretty early.
Yeah, it was always fascinating as another form of delivering audio, and also being able to, for me, sharpen some skills that I used to utilize when I was on the air, learn new skills, and learn it in the form of this this medium. And the beautiful part about it is, as you know, there's experimentation that is sort of welcomed around podcasting, which is pretty cool. And in addition, I really love the fact that I'm learning new things. I'm relearning skills. I'm reconnecting with people that I hadn't connected with in a while. And I'm connecting with people I probably would never connect with in my entire life. So I'm extremely grateful for that. How's the experience for you when you think of your work on your great podcast, Celebrity Jobber?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I think that it has like reinvigorated me. The world of radio has changed dramatically, not in the past 20 years, but in the past 5 years. And I still love it, but it's changed and it's different. And you just need to learn how to pivot and do things the new way. The podcast kind of brings you back to, makes me think a lot about when I had a morning show on WJBX and WRXK in Fort Myers. And it was a talk show. And I had a morning show with a partner by the name of Bob Garrett. And we were on a station initially that was like a flanker station, a station not designed to win. And, you know, if anybody in radio knows, if they're on one of those stations, they are not fun to be on because you don't win. You just block. And I, you know, I'd like to catch a touchdown once in a while. But regardless, I was able to have great success on that show. And we went from a blocking station to a major player beating the other heritage morning shows in town. And it brings me back to that time doing the podcast and having the long form conversations, because that's what I did during that time. And, now, being on the radio and PPM, which is the way that, they measure ratings now, it's quick and it's, you know, you're not having those long form conversations anymore, unless you are on a big morning show. So the podcast has just kind of reinvigorated me, and I just it's so much fun. It brings me a lot of pleasure. Plus, I get to talk to some interesting people, maybe that I'm friends with, that I don't know anything about. Like, you know, we're friends. I don't know what your real name is. Can you tell me? Or did your mom name you Buzz? Because I don't think
Oh, no. I actually have the alter ego in my radio identity, because when I worked in New York for this rock station called WNEW-FM.
I know it well.
I did part-time there on the weekends, 5 days a week when I was on the radio in Connecticut at the station I-95, and I was the program director, and I did mornings. I used the name Buzz Knight, and then when I went to work for NEW as one of the weekend warriors, I used my real name, which is Bob Kosek. So
Kosek.
Yeah.
In your life, who calls you Bob in your real life? Anybody? Does anybody call you Bob? Does your wife call you Bob?
Oh, there's a small, hey. Yeah. former program director Mark Chernoff, he calls me Bob. He's one of the few still, because of my time with him at NEW. I think Ken Daschau as well, who is a DJ still in New York on Q104. Ken calls me Bob as well. But, you know, most of the time it's Buzz or, hey, you.
Yeah, I got that. And Buzz, what was your very first job? Was it in radio, or what was the very first thing you got a paycheck from?
Well, I was a caddy.
Wow.
Back to your golf game. And I remember when my particular assignment one day was to go out and shag flies for Dr. Milton. And I thought the notion of being paid $6 an hour and having golf balls hit at you did not really resonate with me, so I hightailed it out of there.
I don't blame you. You know, you have something in common with former Price is Right announcer Rich Fields, who was his very first job. He was a caddy. And there's someone else, I believe, Fox News analyst Brett Baer. His first job was as a caddy as well. So you're in fine company.
Yeah, well, then after that, this is the one that still to this day produces shrieks of laughter from my wife that I actually did this. I worked at Bloomingdale's department store in Stamford, Connecticut, and I was part of the outside parking garage security detail, but we were plain clothes. We didn't have official outfits. We were plain clothes. So I had an early career of intrigue, keeping perverts out of the parking garage at Bloomingdale's.
Did you ever have to get physical with any of them?
I called the police officer on duty to do that. That was strict assignment. Don't get physical.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So who are some of your favorite interviews that you've had on Celebrity Jobber?
Man, you know, some of my favorites have been ones that I thought were not really a good fit. And I just, you know, in this business, when you're doing a podcast and you're speaking to celebrities, you can't really have your pick of the litter. You can't pick the biggest stars. You've got to pick some people that, you know, might jog your memory a little bit, or, you know, sometimes you can't get the biggest A-listers. So I remember one time getting Pat Boone. Listen to me. I really didn't have a lot for this guy because he's like 88. I really didn't think he could follow along or give me what I was looking for. Boy, what a dummy I was. This guy was fantastic. His mind was sharp. He told me that his father was an architect and a land developer from New Jersey. I said, my father was an architect and a land developer from New Jersey. He sang Tutti Frutti for me. I mean, it couldn't have been any more of a surprise how great that interview was with Pat Boone. I thought it was great and a big surprise. Some of my favorites that have, you know, ended up being my favorites. Paul Rogers from Bad Company. He, you know, had a stroke, couldn't talk, couldn't walk, couldn't brush his teeth. And he's come out with a new album, and him and his wife were just so great. They sent me a card and a thank you letter, and I was blown away by that. Kevin Cronin, his first job was Al Bundy, you know, a ladies' shoe salesman, and told me that whole story about how he got the call from REO Speedwagon to be their lead singer. And that episode actually blew up for me and got me a few million downloads. And that's what started this whole thing with me, because I think that was only episode, you know, first 10 or 12 episodes was with Kevin Cronin. And because of the amount of downloads I got on that, I saw all the rest of them kind of go up. And I was just so motivated to keep it going, because, you know, doing podcasts, you might fizzle out after, you know, doing a few, not making any money at it. And it just, you know, you're busy doing other things. So that was really, really big for me. But what do you think you'd be doing, Buzz, if this whole broadcasting dream never came true? Do you ever think about that? Like where you were headed if you didn't get that gig on that first station?
I wonder if I would have been somehow in a business that was a bit of a tangent from radio, possibly. Maybe something involving writing or journalism, potentially. Maybe something in and around the music business, because I've always had an extreme love for music, still do. But I was banking really seriously on this being a gig. And you had to stay out in Dayton when you were vying for a job at WVUD. You had to stay through the summer to work. That was your commitment. So I was on this place where if I didn't get the job at VUD, I was probably going to leave that university and enroll somewhere closer to home. And who knows what would have happened, but I think I would have been somewhere around music or media. I just feel that way.
I think you probably would too. It would be a waste. It would be a waste if you weren't.
Yeah. So, hey, let's close with this. Where do you want your podcast to be a year from now? If you could sort of dream and you could think about audience growth, and you could think about, you know, just that brand that you have built so wonderfully, where would you like this all to be in a year?
You know, that's a great question, because it's one that I have never thought about too hard. I guess if you were just looking at like a graph, a chart, like in the stock market, I would just hope that it would continually go up. And I guess you can't put a timetable on this. This is definitely podcast is patience. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. And so far, I've been on that upward incline. Had a couple of Black Mondays, if you will. But I think overall, it's been heading in the right direction. But I guess I just want to keep growing. And as you know, look, you know, I don't have to be Joe Rogan. I don't need that. There's plenty of success for all podcasters that do this. And, you know, Joe Rogan, obviously, I mention him because he's making the big bucks, probably the biggest of all of podcasters. But, you know, I have a feeling that programmatic ad buys are going to increase, you know, in the next 3 years. And if I can continue to enjoy finding out what makes other people tick and find out what they did before they were a star, I find that extremely interesting because, you know, it's like you're one big break away from being just a regular Joe. And I just find that so interesting. And everybody has a first job. You know, William Shatner, his first job was at 6 years old. He was an actor. His first gig came from acting. So he's been an actor his whole life. Ricky Medlock from Lynyrd Skynyrd started performing with his old man, Shorty Medlock, when he was 3 years old on a TV show in Jacksonville. He has been in the music business his whole life. That doesn't happen for most everybody. Somebody, you know, most everybody was a waiter or a caddy or worked at a dinner theater like I did. And, you know, it's just everybody has that first job, but there are a handful of guys that are in the same business they were in, you know, 50, 60, and 70 years ago. So I just find that incredibly interesting. And as long as I can, keep being, inspired by talking to these people and finding out more, I don't know. I'll keep doing the podcast until they tell me not to, which could be any day now.
I don't think so. They won't be telling you that.
And I just want to thank you, too, for all your help, because when I first got into this, you know, we had a very light working relationship, only talked to each other a few times. And then you really became a mentor of mine and helped me out so much in the direction and analytics stuff with the podcast. So I just wanted to thank you.
Bob Kosak, a.k.a. Buzz Knight. I had no idea that was his real name. If he never got into radio and became a successful executive and podcaster, you might be reading one of his articles. And by the way, Buzz does write a lot of articles for a lot of radio trade publications still to this day. His first job was a caddy. And as I mentioned, he shares that first job with The Price is Right's Rich Fields and also Fox News analyst Brett Baier. I thought that was very interesting. You can check out the Taking a Walk podcast with Buzz Knight on iHeart Podcasts. It's available wherever you consume your podcasts. And some great guests like Jelly Roll and Danny Goldberg, who is a former manager of the band Nirvana, some of my favorite episodes. Definitely urge you to check that out. And of course, the Celebrity Jobber podcast. All our past episodes are up on celebrityjobber.com. I can't tell you how many great episodes going way back. Joe Perry from Aerosmith, Brian Johnson from AC/DC, Warren Haynes from the Allman Brothers, comedian Marlon Wayans, Stephen Wright, Poison frontman Bret Michaels. That's just a few of our past guests. Again, you can check them all out on celebrityjobber.com. Follow the YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/@celebrityjobber, and Instagram. You can follow us at Celebrity Jobber Podcast. Once again, thank you so much for listening. Who knows what some of these celebrities would have ended up being if they didn't get their big break and became famous for what we know them from. Everybody's had a first job. Anyway, thanks again for listening. Please subscribe, leave a 5-star rating, leave a review. Would definitely appreciate it. Until next time, this has been another episode of the Celebrity Jobber Podcast. I'm Jeff Zito.
Save big money and transform your home with new appliances now at Menards. We offer the lowest prices and the largest in-stock appliance selection ready to take home today. Check out top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Upgrade your home and save big money on new appliances at Menards. Shop our entire selection of appliance options online today at Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.